Now joined by the head coach of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs in Cameron Cool. We talk with Coach every Wednesday here on KTTN during the basketball season. And there aren't that many, a couple here and there, but aren't that many high school games on Wednesday. But you end up in tournaments, districts, and you end up with games on Wednesday. And, Coach, it's game day, and you got a big one coming up tonight.
Absolutely. We're really excited. You know, we put ourselves in a good position by getting that first round win and now get a chance to go compete against a really good Brookfield team.
What did you like about the way that the girls performed 48 hours ago for you?
Defensively, we were terrific. 32 points against a good Richmond team with some really talented players. They've got that, blanking on her name, but that tall guard who's just really, really athletic and can get to anywhere on the floor. And I thought we did a good job containing her. You know, you're not going to shut her down, but we contained her. And then did a good job finishing off plays, especially in the second half, and getting rebounds and just played great team defense.
The nice thing about it, too, and we say this all the time, but it's very, very true, that the difference between winning and losing this time of year, you got to have a practice with the girls yesterday, and you don't take those for granted at this time of year.
Nope. You know, everybody, their goal after every night, you know, that there's a game is just to get to go to practice the next day. That's what you're searching for, is just another day of practice with your team. And, you know, Brookfield's hoping the same thing. And, you know, I'm excited to get to go to battle tonight.
How does Kendall's ankle look for tonight, Coach?
It's going to be game time decision. We'll have to, have to see how she's feeling on it. We made sure she stayed off of it as much as she could yesterday and got it in some ice most of the day, of course. And, she's a tough kid, but at the same time, we'll have to see if she's able to go.
Well, and it's the old thing too. There's a difference between being hurt or being injured. And one means if you're being hampered with your ability to do what you do, and, Kendall's a good rebounder for you and a good score inside. And if that ability is hampered by 50%, then it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have her on the floor.
Yeah, Kendall is, for one, she's really tough, and she's a great teammate. She's going to do exactly, what she can. But we also want to put everyone in a position to be successful. So, we'll have to see tonight if she's ready to go.
I don't know a whole lot about Brookfield. I'm going to spend most of the day kind of studying the Lady Dogs and see what makes them tick and, what they have and what they've done in the Clarence Cannon. You at this point, Coach, I'm sure you know a lot more about Brookfield. What are the big keys for Trenton to slow down when it comes to Brookfield tonight?
Well, and it's kind of like I said, we can't, we're never going to completely shut them down. They've got weapons all over the floor, but we can hopefully contain them. They're great in the open floor. They've got knockdown shooters, and then they've got some really good post play that that does a lot of the little things that I think probably go unnoticed because their guard play is so good. They're a really good team. Their record doesn't show it necessarily because they're playing the Macons and the Palmyras night in, night out. So their record is not an indicator of what a great team they are. Different schedule for them, and they're looking like, one of those teams that everybody's paying attention to. And so they've kind of been able to slide under the radar, I think, because of their record. But, they're not fooling anybody who actually sees them how good they are, because they are a really talented team and so well coached. It's going to be tough.
It's one of the games that I always look forward to covering in the past before Trenton joined the GRC. And obviously, if you join the GRC, there's going to be more games that automatically they get stamped onto the schedule. So you lose a couple of those games when Trenton was an independent. And Brookfield was one of the games that Trenton lost, so it's nice to see them, even if it's in a tough postseason game, because it's a game that both programs get fired up for.
Absolutely. They're a good program, and, we're excited to get to compete against them. And this is the time of year you want to be seeing good teams, that if you're playing good teams, that means you're in a good position. So we're excited. Both teams took care of business in the first round, and now we've both put ourselves in a position to compete tonight.
We were talking off the air about how, your team is playing to try to get back to a district final tonight. Obviously, if you get there, you got to figure that, Chillicothe, home court advantage, they're going to be favored to win tonight. Doesn't mean they will, but they'll be favored to win in that game against Carrollton. But there's so many GRC teams, both from the Eastern Division and the Western Division. I think a bunch of them are going to end up making it to a Tuesday and Wednesday in the sectionals. There's a lot of good basketball coming out of the GRC this year.
Yeah, I think people, it's harder to realize until you get to postseason play, but we've got a really good conference. it's pretty balanced. A lot of competitive teams, and I think that's showing up so far early in districts.
I tell you, the one game that I noticed, though, that really surprised me, and I'm looking at the score here, is that Stanbury lost to Platte Valley last night. And we know what Platte Valley is and how tough they are, but I'm surprised that Stanbury's out, Coach, because they look really good against you guys at the crossover game.
They did, and you know, they're a really good team. I saw the final there, and it looked like Platte Valley did a good job, and I think limited them to 4 points in the fourth quarter, from what I understand. And but you know, we saw Platte Valley this summer. They're a really good team, and again, just so well coached. They know exactly what they're doing every night and have a plan. And those teams know each other so well. At that point in the year, you know, it can go either way. So tough for Stanbury, and, you know, congratulations to Platte Valley on moving forward.
So much of what you would like to do offensively, Coach, is rhythm. Obviously, you want to get the ball to Macy, but as you've told me all through the season, you know, it's just not forcing it to Macy just to have her touch the ball. It's getting her the basketball in the frame of the offense and in the pace of the offense. And those things are, you know, you can see it that – yeah, when your offense is going well, those things just kind of happen naturally for the girls.
They do. You know, when we move the ball side to side, when we get it reversed and we attack spots, we're tough to guard, and we get the ball to dangerous spots on the floor. And when Macy is involved in that, she usually finds a way to put the ball in the hole for us. And so for us, it's just about trusting each other, you know, letting the ball move, and attacking spots on the floor, and we give ourselves a pretty good chance. But, you know, you watch Brookfield guard, they're a really good defensive team, and so we'll have to be sharp and ready to go and really attack on the offensive end.
Now, it's nice because, you know, so much of it is, you know, we pay attention to who's putting the ball in the hoop. Macy put the ball in the hoop in the third quarter, but a lot of good basketball this time of year, Coach, is do you have somebody that can lock down on somebody and slow them down? And I think in Chandler Lynch, we talked about it, you know, she's really developed that mindset of I'm going to be a defensive stopper. And she's somebody who really enjoys that part of basketball. You can tell by watching her play.
Chandler's such a competitor. I mean, she's so gritty, and you know, watching her compete, the one that really sticks out to me, you know, if people weren't able to be there, is a Saturday afternoon, but when we played Class 4 Notre Dame to Sion, they had about a 6-foot guard who, you know, was putting up quite a few points on people, and Chandler's job was to shut her down, and she ended up getting a couple charges on her and ended up fouling her out of the game, actually, you know, and just bothered her for a while there. And so, you know, just that mindset of, you know, taking defense personally. I feel like that's what our girls in general have really done. And if you can kind of put it in a microcosm, I think that's Chandler.
This, you know, there are games that you just kind of get the sense that this is not going to be a 25-point game tonight one way or the other. I think this is going to be a game that comes down to the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. You get that same sense, Coach, that your team in Brookfield, you just match up really close with one another?
I mean, I think we both do things well on both ends of the floor, so that usually, you know, makes it tough to gain too much of a large advantage. So if both teams do their job, you know, it's a 2-3 matchup, and that's exactly what we expect, is a battle. I'm sure they expect a battle as well. So, yeah, you know, this time of year, it doesn't seem to matter what round it is. You know, you expect to be in tight possession games where every possession matters, and that's how it should be. You know, this time of year, if you want to move on and you want to keep your season alive, you've got to earn it, and you've got to, you know, take it one possession at a time.
The other thing that's very easy to forget, because Trenton lost so much to graduation off last year's team that finished third, and obviously that same team, yeah, 3 years ago went to the Final Four and finished fourth. But in order to do that, you play in big-time atmospheres, and even if you're not playing, you're in big-time atmospheres, you get on the floor, and you know what needs to be done. So when you look at specifically Macy, Michaela, along with Lexi, they've been in big-time atmospheres before. So a game like tonight, yeah, is there a lot of pressure? Yes, but they felt that pressure before.
Absolutely. You know, they've been in some big games in multiple sports and big moments. You know, even if you take even track, you know, they're all multi-sport athletes, and they've been at the highest level they can possibly play at in all of those. So, you know, I don't think the moment's not going to be too big for them. You know, as far as win and loss, you know, that can always, you know, go up in the air. We saw that a few years ago in the district championship game for our girls. So you never know what's going to happen result-wise, but you hope you compete well enough to give yourself that chance. And I love my team, and I'm really excited that we get the chance to compete tonight.
Trenton Brookfield tonight at 7. We'll have it over on Z101.7. It might be a little bit later than 7. We'll see how it goes. Chillicothe and Carrollton are playing at 5:30 tonight. Just two games, both girls semifinals down at Chillicothe High School. Coach, we'll see you down at the gym. Good luck against the Lady Dogs.
Thanks, Tom.